927 4CC. G'day to our federal member for Flinker, no doubt. Hello, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Hammo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, the PM yesterday, the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, the PM was one of the first people to get the vaccine yesterday. There's a lady from World War II. She was around then, originally came from Poland, but she was the first in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. And I think as far as Scott, the Prime Minister's concerned, it was more of a PR exercise. And as you know, it's going to be rolled out, but it's going to be about five different stages of the rollout, Hammo. Mm. So Scott was first and foremost up the front, say that he's not afraid of it. I know there's a few, not anti-vax people, but a lot of people are still a little bit wary, and I can understand that. I think, you know, as time progresses, people will see the advantages of getting the vaccine.
What I saw yesterday, though, there was a couple of news reports, a few people criticising ScoMo because he jumped ahead of the line.
Look, mate, it didn't
you
matter
can't win, can you?
It didn't matter whether he went first or in the middle or at the last. There'd be someone criticising him. You can't win in this game sometimes.
No, I just shook my head. Unbelievable. Now, yeah. The protests that are happening with it, it's not compulsory, is it?
Definitely not compulsory, no. Let's look at it as it gets rolled out. There's going to be five different stages of the rollout. Central Queensland is not considered a urgent area for vaccines. Hopefully, we'll get most of the people in Australia vaccinated by end of October. Those who don't want to get it, it's going to be voluntary. The people who don't get the vaccine, I've got to watch this space because they could be excluded from, some airlines could bring a policy in, you've got to be vaccinated before you get on that. Or an aged care home might say you've got to have vaccinated before you can come into our aged care home. We don't want to put the patients or the people at risk inside those homes. So, you know, there's a lot to be done in the logistics to get everyone done by October is going to become something. It's not a small exercise, especially with the Pfizer vaccine. It's got to be kept at minus 70 degrees, so that's going to be a logistics problem too, getting it to all these different centres around Australia. The AstraZeneca vaccine doesn't require that minus 70 degrees.
Yeah. Important for people to download the app, obviously.
Oh, that's right, and you know, eventually, say in Glaston, Rockhampton, Billawheela, Emerald, those sort of places, Bundaberg, your local doctor will be able to give you advice down the track. They can apply to have their surgery. So if people are concerned, I suggest they talk to their doctor about it. It'll all become clearer as the days go on.
All right, mate. When are you back from Canberra?
This Friday I'll be back home.
No doubt we'll catch up either a little bit later this week. Oh, I've got to get a bad joke off you for Friday. we'll catch you in town next week.
Okay, mate.
Thank
Good
you.
Talking to you.
There's our federal member for Flint, Ken O'Dowd on 4CC.